Blog Talk Radio. Muted. Unmuted.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for remaining on the line. This is our 6 a.m. mega prayer. We're going to ask you to please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. This is the Message of Christ Church, and this is our 6 a.m. mega prayer. God bless you.
Muted.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you once again for joining us here at the Message of Christ Church. Our pastor is none other than Pastor Sylvia Staples, the senior pastor of the Message of Christ Church. And we are located in Chicago, Illinois. And we thank you so much, amen, for taking out your time, amen, to join us this morning. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. We give God glory, honor, and praises because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. And
announce yourself.
And so, if you know somebody, amen,
muted.
And praise God, a prayer, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Then invite them to come to our line, amen, praise God. And if you're joining us by the way of the internet or social media, amen, please give out our conference line number. And that direct number is 641-715-3670. Once again, it's 641-715-3670. And our access code is 420123. Amen. Praise God, praise God. So go ahead on and do that, amen, while we continue our announcement. Amen, praise God. And we invite you, amen, to visit our websites, amen, messageofchrist.net, as well as SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. We welcome each and every one of your emails. Amen, hallelujah. And you can send us your emails to messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Amen. If you would like to contact our ministry concerning any of our upcoming events, amen, praise God, as we ask you to register, amen, praise God, for the event so we would know what our attendance is, amen, praise God, you could do so, amen, by calling us at 773-609-2071. Once again, our ministry line number is 773-609-2071. Amen, praise God. Also, if you would like to correspond with us by way of mail, amen, praise God, our mailing address is Message of Christ Church, Post Office Box 390762, and that's Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Once again, our mailing address is Message of Christ Church, Post Office Box 390762, at Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Amen, praise God. Well, we're excited this morning, amen, because we're in an awesome week, amen. God has been moving mightily, amen, in this week, amen. This is our touching of green week, amen, and we are touching in the grid, decreeing and declaring, amen, and God is establishing some things, amen, to us, amen. But before we get into our touching in the grid, amen, we have a few more announcements, amen, that we would like for you to make note of, amen. Our upcoming events, amen, we will be in our Victorious Women Conference on October the 8th from 12 o'clock noon to 3 o'clock p.m. We will be in our Victorious Women Conference, our monthly Victorious Women Conference, amen. And it will be held at the Bucktown Wicker Park Library, Amen. That's the Bucktown Wicker Park Library. Amen. And that location is 1707 North Milwaukee. Amen. That address, once again, is 1707 North Milwaukee, and that's in Chicago, Illinois. Amen. And I tell you, our thing is, it's time to give birth to the promise. Amen. And so if you know that God has something down in your belly and it's time for you to give birth, come on out and meet us, and that's October the 8th. Amen. We'll be there. It's a Saturday. Amen. As a matter of fact, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, amen, we will be there at 12 o'clock noon until 3 o'clock p.m. Amen. And I tell you, God is going to move mightily. Amen. Hallelujah. He's giving us wisdom and knowledge. Amen. In this season. Amen. Praise God. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Amen. So God is giving knowledge out in this season. Amen. He's sending messages to the people. Amen. Through the message of Christ. Amen. Praise God. So mark your calendars, you know, get that information. Amen. So that you'll make sure that you're in attendance at that time. Amen. Also, coming up October the 23rd, amen, we'll be in our Women's Fall Conference, amen, and we'll be in Carroll, Illinois, amen, praise God. We'll be at the Grace Christ Fellowship, amen, ministry, amen, praise God, where God has opened the door there, amen, amen, praise God. Pastor Jordan has welcomed us, amen, praise God, to come in, amen, praise God, and allow God to have his way, amen, and speak through the mighty woman of God, amen, and praise God. That theme is, the battle is not yours. How many know that the battle is not ours on today? Amen, but our battles, all of our battles, amen, belong to the Lord. Amen, praise God. He said he stands still. He'll fight our battles, amen. Praise God. So make those notations, amen. The Women's Fall Conference, October the 23rd, amen, at 3:30, we'll be at the Grace Christ Fellowship, under the leadership of Pastor Jordan, amen, in Carroll, Illinois. So if you're in any of the surrounding areas, amen, we invite you to join us. Amen. Praise God for this awesome, awesome move of God. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, please join us October the 8th. Amen. At the Bucktown Wicker Park Library. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon. Amen. We'll be there from 12, amen, until 3. Praise God. One more announcement, amen, and then we'll go forward, amen, and what God is calling us for on this morning, amen. We're in the month of September, amen. It's the 9th month, amen, praise God. And God has given our pastor, amen, a vision, amen, praise God, hallelujah, for a sacrificial offering, amen, a sacrificial seed offering with the number 9 attached to it. Amen. And this is a birthing seed. Amen. How many know that when you plant a seed, amen, you'll reap a harvest? Amen. And know that you're planting into good soil. Amen. And so on the month, in the month of September, amen, we have, I believe, 1 week left in this month. Amen. Praise God. I believe just a couple, not even a week. Amen. A few days. Amen. Praise God. Left. So don't procrastinate. Amen. Get your seed in the ground. Amen. Plant that seed. Amen. Praise God. And so that you can reap your harvest. Amen. With the number 9 attached to it. Amen. Praise God. And watch God do great and mighty things. Amen. This is a time. Amen. Like I said, our conference is a birthing. Amen. We're talking about birthing. Amen. Praise God. A time to give birth to some promises, amen, and know that your promises is attached to your seed, amen, praise God. And so if you want to birth out that promise, amen, you want that promise to come forth, amen, go ahead on and plant a seed, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So faith without works is dead. So when you do something, amen, praise God, when you do the works, amen, God will give the increase, amen, to the thing that you're doing. Amen. And so we are starting this month. Amen. We have started this month. Amen. We're planting that seed. Amen. And we know that we are in a time of change. Amen. The season has changed. Amen. Praise God. And so we're planting that seed. Amen. In a time of change. Amen. So that the promise, amen, of God will come forth in our life. Amen. Like never before. Amen. And so we're in a time where, amen, we have started some things. Amen. But God is saying in this season, amen, he's going to finish some things, amen. He's going to establish some things in our lives, amen. Praise God. And he's going to do it miraculously, okay? Amen. Praise God. So expect God to do great and mighty things in your life, amen. As you plant your seed, amen, attach your faith to your seed, amen, attach your promise to your seed, whatever it is that God has promised you, whatever it is that your desire is according to the will of God is, amen, attach it to your seed, amen, and watch you get a harvest in that, amen. So if you would like to do that, amen, right away, amen, you can go to our website, go to the PayPal account, amen, praise God, and plant your seed, amen. Praise God. Also, amen, praise God. Pastor has set up an account, a PayPal me account, so you can go to that as well. Just visit her website, amen, praise God, and you'll find out all the information you need in order to sow your seed, amen. Get that seed in the ground, amen, and watch God, amen, give an increase, amen, and a harvest, amen, to your seed, amen. So we praise God for you on this morning, amen. We thank him and praising God for all the great and the mighty things that he is doing in the lives of the believers. Amen. Praise God. Like I first stated, amen, this is our touch and agree week. Amen. Praise God. And the word of God said, well, there are two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. Amen. So God is in our midst this morning. Amen. Praise God. And we're just going to go before his throne. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that God can come. Amen. In, amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord is already here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just feel his presence in this moment. Amen. Praise God. So whatever it is, amen, that you're desiring God to do, amen. Praise God. You can request it, amen, during this time of prayer. Amen. But we're in a warfare. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to be, amen, praying, amen, as we open up the line. Amen. I'm going to be praying, amen, for the spiritual warfare that we're in. Amen, praise God, and God has a word concerning that, amen, but right now, amen, we're going to all touch and agree, amen, that God's will be done in our lives, amen, that we will allow God's will, amen, to come forth, amen, in our lives, amen. So if you just don't mind, let us all turn our hearts and our minds, amen, towards heaven, amen, praise God. Most gracious Father, we come before you this morning, God, hallelujah, seeking you early, God. Hallelujah, desiring your will, God. Hallelujah, in our lives, God. Hallelujah, desiring that you come in, God, and meet every need, God. Hallelujah, according to your riches and glory. But right now, God, hallelujah, we come, God, just to lift you up, God, to say that you are our King of Kings and you are our Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, my God. And if it had not been for you on our side, we don't know what we would be, God. But we thank you right now, God, for your renewed grace and your renewed mercy, amen, that you have given us on this day, God, that you woke us up this morning, God, with our minds on you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning, God, that we have the activities of our land, God. We thank you right now for a sound mind, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you that we're hungry and we're thirsting after you this morning, God. Hallelujah. We're panting after you as a deer, panting after the water brook, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're desiring, God. Hallelujah, my God, that you sup with us this morning, God. Hallelujah, that you come into our presence this morning, God. That your glory come through this land like never before, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah for your Jabot glory, God. Hallelujah, your Shekinah glory, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God, that you're looking upon us this morning, God. Hallelujah. And you're finding us pleasing in your sight, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you right now that our praise is a sweet-smelling savor to your nostrils this morning, God. Hallelujah. As we lift your name on high, God, as we exhort you on this morning, God, as we bless you, God, hallelujah, as we give you the highest praise this morning, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. To Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. We bless you. Elohim, we bless you. Adonai, we bless you this morning. Oh, my. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Our shepherd, we bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I am that I am. We bless you. You, hallelujah, Emmanuel, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You are awesome in all your ways. Hallelujah, my God. You are strong and mighty in battle. Hallelujah, you are, hallelujah, our King. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for everything you are to us this morning, God. We thank you, God, because you are the air that we breathe. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, my God. Hey, glory to your name, God. We thank you that you are our consuming fire this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Emmanuel, we bless you. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Oh, we give you the glory and the honor and the praises this morning, huh? Because of who you are, huh? Hallelujah, because of who you are, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, huh? Hallelujah, as we bow before you this morning, huh? As we surrender to you this morning, huh? Our will, God, huh? To your will, God, huh? Our way to your way, God. Oh, my God, we surrender our minds, our bodies, our souls to you this morning, God. We say, have your way, God. Not our will, God, but your will be done in our life. And we'll forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praises, God, because you are our healer this morning. Hallelujah, my God. We thank you that you're healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, glory. You are the King of glory, and we invite you in this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my God, you are the stone that the builders rejected. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, you are our bright and morning star. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name. You are a bridge over troubled waters. You are a wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. You are a shepherd, and we shall not want this morning. And we give you glory and honor for it, God. We thank you right now, God, that you're meeting every need according to your will, God, according to your riches and glory, God. We thank you for every door that you're opening on today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah that you, oh, my God, hallelujah. Ooh, my. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Ooh, my God, my God. We thank you, God. We thank you for all things great and small. Hallelujah, because you are our balm in Gilead, God. We thank you. You are our medicine, God. We thank you for being our medicine, God, our great physician, God. Medicine to our minds and our bodies, God. We thank you, God, for being that great physician, God, that you're doing a great work, God, that you're creating in us, God, a clean heart and renewing the right spirit in us on this morning, God. And we thank you for that on today, God. And we'll forever give you the glory. We'll forever give you the honor. And we'll forever give you all the praises on today, God. And all these blessings we ask, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you so much, amen, for joining us this morning. Amen, on our Touch and Agree week. Amen, praise God. And on this today, this morning, amen, we're just going to be, hallelujah, surrendering, amen, to the will of God in our lives, amen. We're going to come against, amen, the enemy that's fighting, amen, against the will of God for our lives, amen. He's fighting, amen, because you know our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, are pulling down all strongholds and imaginations and everything that's exalting itself, amen, against the knowledge of God. And just for a moment, amen, we're just going to, hallelujah, reflect, amen, and bring our minds in, amen, so that we can defeat the enemy on today. Amen. And so as I was meditating, I got up early this morning, was meditating, and I said, God, what is it that you want to say to your people? Amen. Praise God. And God was just spoke to me and said, tell my people to stop fighting my will. Amen. Tell my people to stop fighting my will for their lives. Amen. Praise God. And so the enemy, amen, that thief that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, amen, we're in a battle. Amen. Praise God. And the enemy want to make it seem like, amen, praise God, that we're losing the battle. Amen. Praise God. But how many know, amen, that the battle don't belong to us no way. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. And so he said, hallelujah, in his word, amen, and in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And so the word of God is speaking to us this morning. He said, if my people that are called by my name, hallelujah, my God. And the first thing he said is we'll humble themselves. And so when we humble ourselves, amen, that means we're humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We're humbling ourselves because we said, God, we're humbling because we're humbling ourselves under you because we know what's best for us, God. We are coming to you like small children, God. Hallelujah, humbling ourselves up under your mighty hand. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, when you humble yourself, amen, then that means I can speak to you. Hallelujah. That means you can hear my voice. Amen. Praise God in a strange voice you won't follow. Amen. And I can give you some directions. Amen. And some instructions. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. For your my will concerning you. He said, and pray. Amen. And so, God, the first thing he said, when we humble ourselves, that means that we're humbling ourselves and we can hear what God is saying to us. And then when we pray, we're praying back his will to him. When we have heard what he has said to us, amen, and we have said yes to your will, God, and yes to your way, God, we'll humble ourselves, God. We'll hear your voice, God. We'll follow your instructions, God. And that's when we begin to pray back to God and say, God, not my will, God, but your will be done in my life, God. I hear you, God, and I'm willing to obey you, God. I'm willing to seek your face, God. He says, seek my face. Hallelujah. In other words, when you seek God's face, hallelujah, you're seeking his will for your life. Hallelujah, God. I want to come face to face with you. Hallelujah. I want to come face to face with you so I can hear your voice, God, so I can see you, so I can know you, God. Hallelujah. And I can know what that will is for my life concern. Oh, my God, what your will is concerning my life. Hallelujah. And God, I'm willing to turn. Hallelujah. Not lean to my own understanding. Hallelujah. But I'm willing to acknowledge you in all of my ways. Hallelujah. My God, I'm willing to turn from my ways, God, and turn to your ways, God, and your will for my life, God. No longer do we want to be stagnated. No longer will we do we want to fight against the will of God. Hallelujah. Don't even, my. A lot of times it don't feel good. A lot of times it don't look like we think it should look. Hallelujah. But we got to keep saying, not my will, God, but your will be done in my life, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. He said, then I will hear from heaven. In other words, I will hear your prayers then. Hallelujah. I will hear your prayers then because you're praying according to my will. Hallelujah. I'll forgive the land. I'll heal the land and forgive the sin. So in other words, hallelujah, when you line up with my will, hallelujah, then there will come healing in the land. Hallelujah, my God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. He said, I'll heal that land. Hallelujah. I'll heal that territory. I'll heal your, oh, my God. I'll heal that place where you at. Hallelujah. I'll heal the brokenhearted. I'll heal those. Hallelujah. I'll heal your family members. Hallelujah. I'll heal the neighborhood. I'll heal the country. I'll heal the state. Hallelujah, my God. I'll heal the land. Hallelujah. And I'll forgive their sins, those that have turned their back on me, those that have, oh, my God, did all manner of sins and evil. Hallelujah. I'll forgive it. Hallelujah, my God. When we, as the people of God, hallelujah, my God, heaven is waiting on us. Hallelujah. So many times we want to dictate to heaven, but heaven said, I got something I want to dictate to you. So on this morning, God is saying, hallelujah, stop fighting my will. Embrace my will in your life, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. all of your heart. Hallelujah. See, we got to give all to God. Hallelujah. We can't take none of it back. Hallelujah, my God. We got to trust in Him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. Hallelujah, my God. But in all of our ways, see, He's talking about turning from our ways. See, our ways is not His ways and our thoughts is not His thoughts. He said, turn from our ways. Hallelujah, my God, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. God is waiting to direct our path, people of God. Hallelujah. So stop fighting the path that God has taken us down. He said, hallelujah to your name, Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah. I'm trying to put a quarter into a pint this morning because I want us to pray God's will this morning for our lives. Hallelujah 29:11 says, for I know the thought that I think towards you. Hallelujah, my God. I know the will that I have towards you. I know the plan that I have towards you. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. I want to give you some peace in the midst of your storm. So stop fighting my will, no matter what it looks like, no matter whether we understand it or not. He said, stop fighting my will. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some peace. I'm not going to give you evil, but I'm going to give you some peace. Hallelujah. I'm going to, hallelujah, my God. I want to give you that expected end. The end that I have for you, not what you need, not what you want, hallelujah, but what I need, what I want for your life, my will concerning you, hallelujah, my God. He said, because I want you to call upon me, hallelujah, my God, and I want you to continue to pray, hallelujah, and hearken unto me, and you shall seek me and find me, and you will search for me with all your heart, and I will be found. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and I will turn away your captivity. Hallelujah to your name, God. The enemy have us captive. Hallelujah, the enemy is holding us captive. Hallelujah, my God, but on this morning, hallelujah, we're going to loosen, we got, oh, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that the enemy, the bond of the enemy, let us go. Hallelujah, my God. So if I got anybody on this line this morning, hallelujah, that's dealing with the will of God in their lives, that's dealing with, hallelujah, situations and circumstances that do not seem like, hallelujah, God is in them. Don't seem like you've been in them for a long time. Hallelujah, it just don't seem like you're ever going to come out of them. But God says, stop fighting my will. I got you on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. I'm purifying you. I'm cleansing you. I'm shaping, making, and molding you. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we're going to open up this line right now. Hallelujah, because I want us to pray the will of God. Hallelujah over the lives of our other believers on this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. So if you have a prayer request concerning the will of God, concerning your life, hallelujah, if you're saying this morning, God, hallelujah, just help me. Hallelujah, help me to do your will, God. Help me to do it your way, God. Help me not to lean to my understanding, but help me in all of my ways, all of my ways, hallelujah, to acknowledge you so that you can direct my path. Hallelujah. So on this morning, hallelujah, I'm going to open up the line, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I want you to come forth, hallelujah, with a prayer request concerning the will of God concerning your life. Amen, praise God. I don't know if I can open it, amen, praise God, but I'm just going to ask you, amen, start 6, amen, start 6, amen, and open and come on the line this morning, amen, with your prayer request, amen. I tried to open the line, but it won't allow me to, but
all callers are unmuted.
Praise God, praise God, thank God, amen. So at this time, we won't mute the line out again, amen. We're going to actually just
amen. Unmuted.
With your prayer request, amen. Concerning
muted.
The will of God concerning your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can come forth at this time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Howard.
God bless you, woman of God.
Yes, I desire prayer that I will like you said, acknowledge the Lord in all my ways, because, you know, sometimes we have certain desires. We feel that we should go a certain way, and I just want to make sure that whatever, you know, I decide in life, you know, everything as far as careers, as far as whatever I do, I just want to make sure I don't be wasting any time. I'll be walking in the will of God. That God, I will let the Lord lead me. You know, as far as what my lot is in this life. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. 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 Most gracious Father, you have heard the request of our sister this morning, God. And right now, we come against the enemy of the mind, God. We come against the enemy of the destiny and purpose in our lives, God. And so right now, God, we ask right now, God, that you release, amen, the woman of God, amen, that she will have an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to her, God, that you, she will acknowledge you in all of her ways, God, and you will direct her path, God. Help her to hear your voice and your voice only, God,
yes,
and a strange voice you will not follow, God. God, this is a time and a season, God, that you're ordering our steps, God, to order her steps in your word, God. Help her, God, to go down that path that you have designed for her, God, that path of peace and not of evil, God. Hallelujah. Give her that expected end, God, in her life, God. Hallelujah. No more procrastination, God. We come against the spirit of weariness and wandering, God. No more wandering,
yes, God.
Hallelujah, God. Help her, God, to know you, God, to hear you, God, like never
yes,
before,
Lord.
God, to hear your voice, God, and a strange voice she will not follow, God. So we come against, God, we do warfare, God, hallelujah, of the enemy of the mind, God, the enemy of distractions, God, the enemy of procrastination, God, hallelujah. We come against that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray,
yes,
hallelujah, that she will be led by the spirit of the true and the living
yes, God.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Lead her into the path that you have her to go, God. Hallelujah, my God. You say you know the way that she must go, God. So lead her in that way right now, God. Hallelujah, that she'll fulfill her purpose and her destiny. And we thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Mighty woman of God, that she would do your will and your will only.
Yes, God.
And her life will be done. And we give you glory, honor, and praises for it. And all
hallelujah.
These blessings we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God. Amen. Praise God.
You.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Do we have another prayer request? Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Evangelist Betty Howard. This is Sister Stephanie White.
Good morning. God bless you. Good morning, God. God bless you, Sister Stephanie.
Listen, I just want everybody to touch and agree with me concerning my husband. He said he's like at a crossroad. He don't know what direction to take, you know, concerning our ministry. So I'm just asking everybody to touch and agree with me that God will reveal it to him, which way to go with it concerning the ministry, because he's the head of the house, you know, and I just want to be, you know, it's like a weight on me, and I'm asking God to release that weight off of me and just show the man of God the direction he wants him to go.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Most gracious Father, you have heard, God, hallelujah, the request of this mighty woman of God. God, and you said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. And you, hallelujah, delighteth in his ways, God. So we ask you right now, God, that him being the head, God, hallelujah, that he seek you first, your kingdom and all of your righteousness, God. Hallelujah. He seek you like never before, God. Hallelujah. My God, for the spirit, God, put a hunger and a thirst, God, hallelujah, down in like never before, God, that he will be led by you, God, hallelujah, to your name, God, help him to seek you like never before, God, help him to seek your face, God, help him to seek your will. We come against that enemy, that thief that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy destiny and purpose, God, on this line this morning, hallelujah,
yes,
to your name, God. We thank you right now. No longer we fight. Hallelujah, my God. But help them to fight of faith. Hallelujah. Help them to not lean to his own understanding, God. acknowledge you in every way, everything that he's doing, God. Put that lamp into his feet and that light into his pathway,
yes.
God, that he'll see more clearer than he ever have, God. Help him to see what that is that you're calling him to, God. For such a time as this, God. We thank you right now, God, that you're going to lead him, God. You're going to guide him in all things. Hallelujah. That your will is going to be done, God. Hallelujah. You said, my kingdom come, my will be done. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God. That kingdom is going to come up on him, God. That your kingdom is going to come up on him. Hallelujah. And that your will is going to be done concerning him and his family, God.
Yes, God.
And we thank you right now, God, that from this day forward that you will lead and guide him in the path that he should go, God. And we thank you right now that his wife stand in his, and oh my God, on his behalf, God, that she's standing the gap for him, God, that she continue, God, to be that praying wife, God, that you open up his understanding more and more to what it is that you call him to do, God. And not to lean to his own understanding, God. Help him not to look at the faces, God. Help him not to be deterred by men, God. Hallelujah, what man is saying, God. Help him to obey you, God, your will that's designed for his life. And we thank you right now, God, that he's going to walk in, oh, my God, in his destiny and his purpose. And he's going to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Your will be done in his life. Hallelujah, my God. If we surrender to your will, God, it will be done. Hallelujah, my God. And we thank you and we praise you for this mighty family that you have put together, this unit that you have put together, God, that they will be example. Hallelujah, to be read by me, and God. See what you're calling for in these last and evil days, that they're going to stand and see your salvation in their lives, God.
Yes,
so we give you glory and praises for it this morning. For all things great and small that you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless
you,
woman
so
of God.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Praise God. Do we have another on the line this morning? Amen. Just come on in. You don't have to push any buttons. Just come forth. Amen at this time. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God. Amen. This morning. Amen. We thanking and we praising God. Amen. Because he's doing great and mighty things. Amen. In the lives of the believers, those that are surrendering. Amen. To God's will and his way. Amen. Praise God. God is going to do great and mighty things. Amen. Hallelujah. In the lives of those that have said yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Amen, praise God, because this is a time that God is using people, amen, praise God, like never before. Those that have surrendered, those that has, hallelujah, sold out, those that says, God, I'd rather obey you than man. God, no longer will I be, oh, my God, hallelujah, entangled in the yoke of bondage, amen, that man has put me under. But I will be free because you have set me free, God, and I want to be free to do your will, God. I want to be free to do it your way, God. I don't want to lean to my understanding. I don't want to lean to what I've learned in the past, God, because you're doing a new thing, God. Hallelujah. And I want to walk in the newness, this new thing that you're doing, God. I don't want to be stuck in the old things, in the old ways, God. But I want to be walking in your newness. I want to be in the season. Amen. Praise God that what you're doing in this season, God, hallelujah, concerning your will, concerning my life, God. That's what I want to be, God. And we just thanking God this morning, amen, praise God, hallelujah, for his will to be done in our lives, amen. Do we have another amen that want to come forth, amen, at this time? Amen, praise God. Well, praise God if you do come forth, amen. If not, I got another scripture I want to share with you this morning, amen, praise God. Amen. Praise God. If you're not going to come forth, amen, and you're having that background noise, I ask that you start kicked out, amen, so it won't be a distraction on the line, amen, this morning. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to come to you, amen, from 1 Peter, the 5th verse. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th chapter. I mean, the 5th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. Amen, because this is what God is saying to us this morning. Amen, praise God. It says, be sober. It says, be vigilant. because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And so he's trying to devour our will concerning God. Amen. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. But the 10th verse says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settles you. Hallelujah. To your name, God. Amen. Praise God. And the 11th verse says, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. So we want to know, amen, I just want to share with you this morning, amen, that the adversary is out, amen, to destroy you, amen. But he said, but the word of God says, I mean, after you have been steadfast, amen, hallelujah, in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in you, brethren, that are in the world, amen. So after we've gone through our afflictions, amen, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I'll deliver you out of them all. And so that's why we want to stay in the will of God, because we don't know what God is doing in our lives. We don't know. His will is not our will, because he's using us for his glory. And the word of God said, all things is working together for the good of them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose, amen. So we may be going through some trials and some tribulations. We may be going through some hard times, amen, but hallelujah, be steadfast and unmovable, amen, in your faith, knowing that these afflictions, amen, hallelujah, is only for a moment, hallelujah, and they're not going to compare to the glory that's going to be revealed in them, amen. So stay in the will of God, amen. Know when you're walking upright before God, when you're doing all you have, when you have sold out, you have leaned not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, if you've been acknowledging God and you give him your whole heart, amen, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, know that God has a purpose in it. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know that whatever we're going through, amen, praise God, God is in control of it. God has the last say, so nothing can happen in our lives that God don't permit to happen. Amen. He don't make it happen, but he allow it to happen in our lives. Amen. And it's for a reason. Amen. Our test and our testimony is for a reason. Amen. Praise God. Because we never know when we're going to need